Saint Arnaud. Telesphore Saint Arnaud was a descendant of Jean Bertrand Saint Arnaud, who arrived in Quebec during the late 1600s. Telesphore Saint Arnaud arrived in Legal in 1900, where he opened Magasin Général de Saint Arnaud. In the store's rear, he reserved a corner for Legal's weekly post, but the impromptu office did not see any use for it until 1903. When Father Normando was transferred from Villeneuve to Legal in 1901, he had his sister living with him. Her name was Marie Bernadette Normando. This young girl had just migrated west from Quebec, and she was a school teacher. Since there were seven girls at home, she figured she'd go on an adventure. As it turned out, she met Telesphore, and they were married in 1903. In 1904, Telesphore became Legal's postmaster, but passed the job to J.B. Côté in 1907. During his time as postmaster, his wife helped with many other duties. Telesphore operated the store until 1912. After much deliberation, the Saint Arnauds decided to move to the Vimy district. Vimy was known to the people of Legal as the Swamps of the North. The Saint Arnauds then ventured to buy six quarters from some bachelors that were quitting and going back to Quebec, and some other quarters from the Canadian Pacific Railway. On one of the quarters by the river, there was a small house built by Saint Pierre. Telesphore and his family moved there. Times were tough, and it was often stated by Marie that at times, the only thing they had to eat were bush rabbit and prairie chickens. The prairie chickens would roost in the big poplars by the house, and Marie would sneak up and then snare them. She was also good with a .22 caliber rifle. Marie Saint Arnaud was the local midwife, and to her credit, many babies were brought into this world. Rain or shine, she always went. Marie was also a teacher. She taught kids at home because there was no school at the time. She was quite instrumental in establishing the Dunrobin School in 1917 and the Vimy Church in 1912. Having a sister that was a nun in Montreal and a brother as a priest inspired her to demand for a church. Her husband, Telesphore, was the committee secretary overseeing the construction. Others on the committee were the pioneers Eugène Ménard and Jean Calage. The first Mass was held in the old church on December 1st, 1912. Earlier that year, Telesphore closed his store. Telesphore was a well-educated man. Having completed a classical course at the Jesuit College in St. Boniface, Manitoba, he decided to go into politics. In 1917, he was elected as Legal's first mayor, and in 1921, he won his seat as MLA and represented his district under the banner of the United Farmers of Alberta. He was a member of the Alberta Legislative Assembly from 1921 to 1926. After living by the river, approximately 3 miles east of Vimy, the family moved closer to school, but they didn't stay there for too long. In April of 1927, Telesphore bought a farm close to Vimy. This farm had better buildings, a better house, and was closer to the school. Telesphore resided in this farm until his death in January 1948, and the rest of the family left the nest one by one. Telesphore and Marie had 7 children. 4 were born in Legal and 3 others in Vimy. As of 2005, Telesphore has 382 descendants, with many of them still in the Legal-Vimy area.